to know.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The latest U.S. Mars mission is underway.
One, main engine start, zero, and liftoff of the Atlas V with Curiosity, seeking clues to the planetary puzzle about life on Mars.
A flawless liftoff has sent the car-sized Curiosity rover on an almost nine-month flight to Mars. Mars Science Lab Project Director Pete Tysinger says everything's going as smooth as glass.
Our spacecraft is in excellent health, and it's on its way to Mars.
It'll arrive next August, and we'll search for signs of past and or present life on the red planet. In Los Angeles, an unidentified woman surrendered in the ugly incident Thanksgiving night in which a shopper pepper-sprayed competing shoppers at a store's merchandise display. 20 people claimed injuries. Investigation underway. In the Phoenix suburb of Buckeye, Arizona, the assistant police chief says officers acted within reason, body-slamming an alleged shoplifter on Friday. An eyewitness
grabbed the guy, just body and face-planted him right into the ground. Mouth just... face shatters on the concrete. And that's a hard concrete floor inside Walmart.
54-year-old Gerald Newman was left unconscious and bloodied. His wife and witnesses say he'd tucked a video game in his waistband to rescue his grandson from the frenzied mob. Pakistan has ordered the U.S. to vacate an airbase in the southwestern part of that country that the CIA is suspected of using for remote-controlled aircraft. The order follows an Allied air raid that left at least 25 Pakistani soldiers dead at two checkpoints along the border with Afghanistan. Back to work in the NBA, negotiators for owners and locked-out players have reached tentative agreement on a new deal. Happened overnight under this tentative deal, which has to be agreed to by both sides. Training camps open December 9th, with actual games starting on Christmas Day. You're listening to ABC News.
The weekend.
It's 11:02 Saturday morning, November 26th. 43 degrees right now today. Cloudy with a chance of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. I'm Art Sanders. And now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A deadly fire early this morning on Bainbridge Island.
Fire units found heavy fire and smoke coming from the main portion of the structure. Unfortunately, a 70-year-old resident was unable to escape the fire.
Hank Turan with Bainbridge Fire tells us a dog inside the home also died. No one else was inside of the house at the time. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Spokane is hoping to lure Boeing to build its new 737 MAX on the east side of our state. Here's Como's Kate Chambers.
Spokane County Commissioner Mark Richard tells me zoning is being changed at the Spokane Airport. A task force is working with Boeing on tax, utility, and transportation issues.
We've put together a task force and an executive committee that is working right now deliberately on what are the next steps and outlining a Gantt chart in terms of what we have to do to be competitive.
Politicians around here are also trying to persuade Boeing to assemble the new, more fuel-efficient jet in our area. Boeing already has more than 600 orders from eight airlines. Kate Chambers, Como News Radio.
When you shop online on Cyber Monday, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center wants you to know there are cyber scammers out there looking to lure you and steal your hard-earned money. FBI Supervising Special Agent Steve Kelly says, as always, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. And shop with a credit card because you won't be liable for the whole cost if there's a problem.
If it's a credit card, your liability is limited to $50, and most credit card companies will make you completely whole. And you'll be inconvenienced where you won't have access to that credit card for a few days, but most of us have backups. So I tend to stay with credit cards for online transactions.
Kelly says look out for one-day-only promotions and sites that ask for too much personal information. An iPad tops the list of desired gifts for kids this year. A survey of 6 to 12-year-olds found 44% want Apple's tablet, with the next two most popular items on their wish list, also from Apple, the iPod Touch and the iPhone. Teenagers also put the iPad at the top of their Christmas list, with 24% saying that's the gift they most hoped to receive this year. It's 44 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we'll continue with Tammy Michaels, Inside Out, Eric Goranson in this time around. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:04 here on Como News Radio, and Judith Larson is here with a look at our traffic situation. Judith?
Well, a couple of distractions still. Troopers with one of them. That's that blocking disabled in the southbound 5 express lanes near Lake City Way. That left lane still blocked, and we got a good mile back up there. Also, eastbound State Route 900 as you approach 133rd, another disabled. That one blocking the right lane. Boy, it's getting busy on 405 both directions, especially in the Renton S-curves, and the I-90 express lanes are open westbound until 5 today. Why? Well, to accommodate Apple Cup traffic, they'll transition eastbound at 6. Now, I want to remind you, because it's going to get congested, Apple Cup at 4:30 at CenturyLink Field. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn, he says it's going to be wet and quite chilly.
It'll be a day of increasing clouds and showers out there, upper 40s to lower 50s. There'll be some more snow on the mountain, so do watch out for those winter driving conditions across our passes, especially later on today. Breezy conditions overnight and windy out on the coast for sure, and plenty of rain increasing overnight. We'll watch a couple of our rivers during the day on Sunday, but Sunday's really going to be kind of a washout, stay inside kind of a day. Gray skies and plenty of rain. We taper off the rain on Monday. That's some good news. We go partly sunny for the first 2 days of the work week. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
44 degrees in Tacoma, 46 here in Seattle. And thanks for joining us for our second hour of Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels solves your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. And in for Tammy Michaels today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. We're having a great time in here today.
Indeed we are. We are debunking kitchen myths, bathroom myths, and just answering general questions.
Yes, we're having a lot of fun just changing the theory of kitchen and bath out there that people have been getting from their grandparents, their parents, and what they see on the TV, that some of that stuff's not, you know, not correct.
And speaking of what we got from grandparents and parents, true or false? Corner sinks and laminates don't mix.
That is correct.
That is correct?
That is correct. And I'll put a little mark on the side of this. That is correct when you have a corner sink, a seam that goes through it. Many people will go into the home center, they'll grab the laminate blanks where they've got the miter quarter that runs corner that runs around right the middle of it. You don't want to have near the sink a seam of the laminate, because guess what? That's a particle board backer on that, and that will leak water every single time down into there. And what happens to particle board when it gets wet? It swells up and looks like somebody's bad oatmeal.
Ew.
So no kitchen sinks near laminate seams, period. That's my rule.
You know, that sounds kind of like a job for Mr. Handyman.
Mr. Handyman can.
Colin Matheson, otherwise known as Mr. Handyman, is also joining us in the studio today. Welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here this morning.
We're very glad to have you. Of course, our numbers for all of your home improvement questions are 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO, which is, of course, a toll-free call.
Yeah. Well, we've got Colin in here this morning talking about remodeling bathrooms, and we as well like to have phone calls in there with their remodeling questions as well. But welcome, Colin.
Nice to be here today, Eric.
Yeah. Well, good to see you again, and like to talk bathrooms with you this morning.
Well, bathrooms are one of our specialties, and they're always fun, always challenging. There's something different every time.
What about the people who say remodeling my bathroom won't really raise my home's value?
That really changes all the rules, because when people walk into a house that's on the market, especially out there today, they're looking in to see how much work it's going to be moving forward, because they're trying to get a great deal on the house. And that master bathroom, that main bathroom that's already had the problems fixed in it, really gives them that sense of value to the house. So I think in the market out there today, those things can really help get the house sold and give value to you, especially if you're waiting to sell the house in a year or two when the economy turns around.
I agree, Eric, because you walk into a house that's got a really dated, old-looking bathroom, people just aren't getting that warm fuzzy when they're touring through the house for the first time with their real estate agent. They're looking at it going, oh my gosh, what is this going to cost me to get this fixed up? Well, if you've got something that's updated, looks more current, has, you know, modern finishes and fixtures, it's going to just put that right out of their mind, and the offer gets made.
Well, and the thing is, and you run into this as well, Colin, that people really out there have no idea what a remodel costs or what it costs to fix these things. So they're either guessing really low or they're guessing really high. And either one has its own, you know, fear factor that's into that. And, you know, many times that they'll get in and they'll buy the house and hopefully they get the right inspection, things like that helps identify those problems. But they also can realize that hey, someone else has taken the care, they've done it right, and they've got other things to worry about.
So just easier all around.
It is. And they get to turn into with a brand new product, and they're not out there looking at somebody else's 3-year-old house in the neighborhood that has the new products in it, and it kind of brings you current with that, and it's pretty exciting.
206-421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-COMO. Our phone lines are jamming, so let's go to Jim. Welcome, Jim.
Hello. I got a question on your pressure commodes.
Okay. What's your question?
Number one, in fact, I got four questions. Number one, will they fit in a mobile home at the existing hole, you know, where the sewage goes out?
Well, okay. Depending on the mobile homes, and this is what you run into with mobile homes, the rules can be completely different on toilets. Sometimes there's different rough-in sizes. If you've got a standard 12-inch rough-in, there's no need for the pressure tank commodes that they used to do. And I don't know, Colin, you remember those that in the back in the day that you would see those pressure tanks built into them, and they would kind of pressure flush those things. But
absolutely.
They were loud, and they'd scare the children.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, somebody in the neighbor's house could hear flush the toilet. And now they've come to the new, if you buy a good low-flow toilet right now, and my favorite brand is Toto, there's other stuff out there. If you get the right brand out there that actually works and that's engineered to work with it, not just your economy home center model, that's really, really outdated and taken away that pressure flush system that you used to see. Does that help answer your question there, Jim?
Sweat is bad.
What's that?
Do they sweat as bad in a mobile home?
Well, sweating actually comes down to the cold water temperature and how much moisture you have in there. You might take a look at vent fans and things like that. And Colin and I will talk a little bit more about that here in a minute as far as vent fans.
Yeah, we'll have to take a quick break to check out weather and traffic, and then we'll be right back with the rest of your questions, Jim, and the rest of your questions as well. 206-421-1000, 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath can save you money. Hi, this is Eric Goranson, president and co-founder of Sound Kitchen and Bath. You know, a couple years ago when I started Sound Kitchen and Bath, I realized that the industry needed a change. I was really tired of the high-pressure sales tactics, the high overhead of these huge showrooms that, guess what, you, the end consumer, has to pay for in high overhead. And then I was really tired of seeing all the imported cabinets out there or the partially imported cabinets that you see out there that are assembled in America. Sound Kitchen and Bath decided we're going to do it differently. So we brought in the best designers in the area. And I mean, we have the who's who of the design team around. And guess what? It doesn't cost you any more money to have a great designer. And we brought in the greatest American made in America, pure made in America cabinetry that you can find. I don't care if you've got a small little entry level condo that you're just trying to remake, or you've got that big Medina waterfront home. We have the right product that will fit into your budget. Getting the right designer can save you money. Getting the right products can save you money. And I welcome you to come into soundkitchenandbath.com and take a look at what they can do for you. So visit Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:14 on Como News Radio. Judith has traffic.
Well, we still, Jennifer, have a couple of blocking disables, but they should be cleared out of your way shortly. One is State Route 900 in the eastbound direction as you approach 133rd, still sitting there in the right lane. Tow on the scene of the one in the southbound 5 express lanes near Lake City Way, still blocking the left lane. I bet it's gone next time, though. Now, I-5 Duwamish curves, volumes are notably building both directions, but boy, State Route 167 strangely quiet through Kenton Auburn. Here's a note. note for those who are depending on the Port Townsend Coopville ferry run, advance reservations are absolutely full on Port Townsend for the rest of the day and sold out from Coopville until 4:30 this afternoon. Your alternative is the Edmonds Mukilteo run, but let me forewarn you, Edmonds lanes, the full holding lanes, absolutely packed. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn, who says we have a wet, windy day ahead.
Increasing clouds and showers today. Our highs only going to the upper 40s to lower 50s and some more snow on the mountains. That's some good news for skiers and snowboarders. But increasing rain overnight down here means plenty of rain in our rivers. By tomorrow, we have a couple rivers under a flood watch right now. Those in Mason County and up in the North Sound. We have the Stillaguamish, the Skokomish, and the Nooksack. We'll keep an eye on those by Sunday afternoon. They could spill their banks because we have a whole lot of rain coming overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. So Sunday, very soggy out there. Again, upper 40s and lower 50s for your highs, but on through Monday, Tuesday, we get a break with partly sunny skies. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
44 degrees in Tacoma, 45 in Seattle. It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We're so glad you could join us this morning. I'm Jennifer Harriman. In for Tammy Michaels today, we have Eric Gordonson of Sound Kitchen and Bath, and our special in-studio guest today is Mr. Handyman, Colin Matheson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And when we last spoke, we were talking to Jim in Union about pressure commodes and other things. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you. Third, do they still use a lock ring, or have they got a rubber seal that goes in there now?
Yeah, Colin can jump in here, but wax ring is still the by far standard out there because of the different sizes. Colin, you want to jump in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen manufacturers try to come up with the new thing, the new mousetrap, and I'll tell you, nothing works better than a good old-fashioned wax ring. It gives a good, complete seal. The compression seal, you just can't achieve that with some sort of plastic or latex or rubber. So it's really the only way to go.
Well, in this mobile home, they build a counter just above the tank. So it's almost impossible except to plug it in there and down onto the wax ring.
Yeah,
and
that's
so I had to go with three wax rings and to plug it all up in there, to really make a seal.
Yeah, Jim, it's one of those things, those banjo tops on those laminate countertops. Sometimes we're seeing people in there when they've got those, they're coming in, even on the mobile homes, going in and replacing those tops and getting rid of that banjo top that hangs out over the toilet so you can actually get a new toilet or actually get it installed back in there.
You know, one thing, Jim, that I've done before with those banjo tops is actually remove the tank from the toilet and seat the toilet first. And then put the tank on once you're confident that the actual base of the toilet is put in, properly. Then add the tank later. It's actually a little easier to do it in that order.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call, but we have to move on. We have Larry in Port Orchard. Welcome, Larry.
Well, good morning. My question is involving tile. I have a new job with 16-inch tile, and I'm trying to cut it on 45 degrees. Which makes it about a 25-inch cut, and I have a normal saw, which only goes to 18 inches. Do you have any recommendations for a jig that would allow me to extend that?
That's a tough one. Typically when we get into those really big tiles, I have a normal tile saw that'll cut up to an 18-inch. Right. But when I have a big tile, I go down to the rental yard and I rent the right tool for the job because, you could probably fabricate something or get something to work, but once again, how much time are you going to spend doing that, and what's your time worth? Right.
Well, I'll check on it. I've checked two or three, and I haven't found anybody that's got the, and of course they go for about $3,000. So, I'll continue to look, and if that's the best recommendation.
Yeah, I'd call around and take a look at some of the rental places. Even some of the home center rental places have those full-size monster units that you can get in there, and they'll get the job done for you. But that's the problem with cutting those on the angle. It's a great designer look. I love doing it. But again, it's one of those things that gets a little tough trying to actually make that little saw do what you need it to do.
I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
Appreciate that call, Larry. Our number is 206-421-1000 and toll free at 877-397-COMO. Okay, I'm gonna try and stump you, gentlemen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
And you can apply this one to kitchens or bathroom remodels as you will. Bigger is always better. Yes or no?
Ooh, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too. Bigger is not better.
you know, it comes into some things. You know, you'll get people out there that we see this in kitchen remodeling, for instance, where they're trying to put in all the latest huge appliances. They're trying to put the 60-inch range in this little tiny kitchen, and they're trying to put in the 48-inch refrigerator. And bigger is not always better with that. It gets pretty nutty. They're trying to put in this huge monster shower in a little tiny bathroom, or the, you know, two sinks in the bathroom, and you got a 42-inch vanity. It's got to all scale out. I know Colin's seen some crazy stuff out there in the past.
Yeah, but especially when you're talking about the master bathrooms, because a lot of the houses, you know, we call them mid-century homes now. The stuff that was built in the 50s through 70s, kind of the mid-entry style houses. The master baths are usually pretty small. Yeah. They're kind of tucked in the back of the house, and people are wanting to have these walk-in showers and dual vanities, and it just doesn't fit. It just really doesn't fit, and it starts to look funny, and you end up with no floor space.
Yeah. Especially in those bathrooms like that, the master bath is almost a powder room size in today's homes that you're seeing, and there's a lot of remodeling that you can do to fix that. But yeah, it's a huge mess when people try to make bigger is better, because it's not always the case.
Not always what it's cracked up to be. Let's go to Cindy. We have a couple minutes left. Cindy in Seattle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Cindy.
How can we help you?
I wonder, what do you think about refinishing a bathtub after 50 years? Mine is pretty wore out. And everybody said it's a good quality bathtub, so I want to know what their thoughts are.
Yeah, I actually like refinishing bathtubs if it's done correctly. What I don't like is when people go down to the home center and buy the $40 kit and try to do it at home. There are companies out there, and Colin's probably got his 2 cents on it, but I personally like the vintage cast iron tubs because they hold the heat. They do a nice job. Colin, what's your experience with the refinishing?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I mean, there's nothing like the feel of a good cast iron tub. I mean, when you jump into a newer house and it's got the fiberglass, yeah, sure, it's fine, but it feels like it kind of moves around. An old cast iron tub is classic. It looks good. It's usually got some different lines to it that you can't get at the big box stores anymore. And I would definitely recommend hiring a professional. It's kind of a specialty thing, and there's guys out there that can do an enamel coat that absolutely will make that tub look brand new. You wouldn't even be able to believe it.
And the nice thing is, too, with that cast iron tub is when you fill it up with hot water, it holds the heat. The plastic just lets the heat just dissipate out into the air. And so you're always sitting there when you're taking a tub trying to top it off because it's getting cold in 5-10 minutes. So once you get that cast iron tub, it just gives you a better bath when it's all said and done.
Cindy,
great, thank you.
It is a cast iron tub then?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. I like those.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I like those tubs. I remember those from being in my grandparents' home from when I was... I just think they're pretty. I mean, practical considerations aside, I just think they're aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, there's some beautiful tubs out there in some of these old homes.
We're going to take a quick break for weather and traffic, and we'll be right back with more Inside Out and your questions at 877-397-COMO.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
During Bassett's Thanksgiving sale, save 1/3 to half off everything. Every recliner chair is 50% off. That includes in-stock models and special orders. Save 1/3 off custom upholstery, custom dining, home office, and entertainment. Plus area rugs, mattress sets, and accessories. At Bassett, everything is 1/3 to 1/2 off during the Thanksgiving sale. But hurry, sale in Sunday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
11:24, and here's Judith Larson.
Well, Jennifer, I thought they would. They did. They just cleared those two blocking disabled southbound 5 out of the express lanes approaching Lake City. That was in the left lane. And eastbound State Route 900 at 133rd, they just cleared that off the road entirely. But now you got to watch out for a big, and I mean big box, taking up the right lane, northbound 5 north of State Route 516. Now, your I-5 express lanes are running in the southbound direction until 1 when they transition north at 2, which is normal. But your I-90 express lanes are open westbound all the way until 5. That's because they're accommodating Apple Cup traffic. And by the way, the Apple Cup takes place at CenturyLink Field. Game time is 4:30. You know that means congestion. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. And now with our weather forecast, it looks windy and wet this weekend. Here's Theron Zahn with details.
It'll be a day of increasing clouds and showers out there, upper 40s to lower 50s. There'll be some more snow on the mountain, so do watch out for those winter driving conditions across our passes, especially later on today. Breezy conditions overnight and windy out on the coast for sure, and plenty of rain increasing overnight. We'll watch a couple of our rivers during the day on Sunday, but Sunday's really going to be kind of a washout, stay inside kind of a day. Gray skies and plenty of rain. We taper off the rain on Monday. That's some good news. We go partly sunny for the first 2 days of the work week. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
45 degrees in Tacoma, 46 in Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out. Filling in for Tammy Michaels today, we have Eric Gornson of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our special guest, Colin Matheson. You know him as Mr. Handyman. Welcome. Glad you're
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you. Having fun. Lots of great calls coming in. Having a good time.
Phone lines are jamming, so let me give you the number so you can get yours in. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. And we have Penny from Bellevue on the line. Welcome, Penny.
Good morning, dear. I have a quick question regarding expense and advisability of paneling out appliances. I've heard that, you know, there's some ups and downs, and since very typically you would be paneling out, say, a refrigerator or a dishwasher, which is where people's hands are the muckiest. So is that advisable? Does it, can the finish on the cabinetry take it? And what does it do as far as the eye is concerned in a room? Does it draw or detract attention?
Great question, Penny. You know, everybody's different with what they want to do with the appliance panels. If you've got a cabinet manufacturer that's using a conversion varnish finish on the cabinetry, then I would say the wood's going to take it up. If you see some of the small custom shops out there, they can't really afford to use that finish, so they're going to use a more of a catalyzed lacquer. That doesn't do well with the moisture. So if you've got that kind of dated finish in there, then that's not going to hold up. But the biggest problem that I see with appliance panels is that the risk that you take with that is if you've got an appliance that lasts 10 years and you've got a 20-year lifespan in the kitchen, now you've got to decide what you're going to do because the appliance panels are made specifically for that unit, for that model number. And so coming down the road, like that refrigerator panel, you're going to have a hard time matching that 10 years down the road if you replace that appliance. Now, aesthetically, it can be beautiful when you're trying to hide those appliances. If you've got that big 48-inch refrigerator and you want to make it blend in and be seamless on that Sub-Zero or Miele appliance where you're trying to hide that, it's a great option for a higher-end kitchen. I really like it. However, there is that risk again that when it comes down to changing that appliance out, I can just about guarantee that panel will not fit the new appliance when it comes around.
And you mentioned two types of finishes, real quickly. And I didn't get them written down.
Oh, okay, yeah, conversion varnish is kind of the latest finish that you see out there, and it's either a water based or it's a lacquer, not a lacquer based, but it's a chemical 2-part finish. And not to get too much details and get too geeky on here, but the lacquer finishes are kind of the old stuff that you saw in, 50s and 60s cars. And it just doesn't hold up today compared to the new finishes. And that's where the new baked-on finishes are really kind of the bomb out there. That's the way to go. And they're very durable, and they'll keep looking, nice for years to come. That's
and that one's known as conversion varnish.
Yeah, those are all conversion varnish, the latest finishes. So thanks for calling, Penny. We really appreciate
what I've
the
learned.
Great questions.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Penny. Thanks so much for the call. 421-1000 locally or 877-397-COMO. That's our toll-free number. We have about a minute left. Eric, you were telling me on the break something about ventilation that I didn't quite catch.
Well, Colin and I were talking kind of during the break there about the big problems you see in the fall, because, I mean, look at the wet winter weather we had this last week with all the rain, and everybody's got the sweating toilet tanks and, and mold and mildew starting to grow up. And Colin, what are you seeing out there in bathrooms with ventilation?
Well, what I'm seeing is you actually get what you pay for. A lot of people, you know, in a bigger bathroom, they're using a $39 fan from the big box store that, you know, basically sucks air through a straw.
Yeah.
And you're not removing any moisture that way. And another problem is improperly vented fans that are just venting up into the attic and they're not actually going outside. So, you know, you do get what you pay for when it comes to fans. And the biggest thing is you have to move some air. You have to move some serious air to get rid of steam and moisture in a bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, I see it out there that, you know, if you go into the home center, that's moving, you know, 30, 50 CFM cubic feet per minute. And the new fans out there, I'm a huge fan of Panasonic because they've got ones that you can actually run with that have a sensor that when you walk in the room, it automatically turns on. You can't hear it because they're so quiet, but they'll move the air out and get the steam out. So when you jump out of the shower, you don't have to worry even about the steamy mirror, let alone all the other messes you get.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's huge.
Great product. Panasonic makes an incredible fan.
We have to take a quick break for ABC News here on Como News Radio. Then we'll be back with more Inside Out with Eric Hornsen.
A single-engine airplane crashed near the northwest Chicago suburb of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Four people aboard. All were killed. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The plane believed to be a Cirrus SR-22. An unidentified woman surrendered in Los Angeles in connection with the Thanksgiving night pepper spraying at a store. Police are checking out her story. 20 people claimed injuries after a shopper pepper sprayed competing shoppers at a merchandise display. The car-sized rover Curiosity is on its way to Mars. It blasted out of the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on an Atlas V rocket. Mars Exploration Program Director Doug McQuistion says Curiosity will provide a new vision of the red planet.
I hope we have more work than the scientists can actually handle. Once we get to the surface, I expect them all to be overrun with data that they've never seen before. I expect the public to have images, vistas that we've never seen before either.
Curiosity is scheduled to get to Mars in early August. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time, 11:32 currently in Seattle, 46 degrees. Art Sanders here, and a look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Shoppers in downtown Seattle heard music yesterday, but they weren't being entertained by a holiday choir.
Occupy Seattle protesters targeted Black Friday shoppers. They say Americans should think twice about the companies that they do business with. Many shoppers we talked to said that they're just trying to help out the economy.
Well, that's what I'm about, yeah. Yeah, I believe in spurring on the economy with spending my money and paying my taxes.
It keeps a lot of people employed, and I think the economy needs it right now. I think we need to support our retailers.
All right, that's what they were thinking, but the Occupy Seattle protesters, they are still planning more demonstrations in the weeks ahead.
Como 4's Peggy Bunker. The Occupy movement also showed up outside the Walmart in Renton yesterday afternoon. Protesters say that company feeds the frenzy of Black Friday and treats workers poorly. A huge cottonwood tree came crashing down, narrowly missing an apartment complex and crushing several cars parked underneath at 20th Avenue South and South Main Street. A tree expert warned it might be trouble.
He said, I would advise you to get a hold of who owns the tree and have them examine it and maybe even, unfortunately, have to cut it down.
Jan Burham manages the Main Street apartments, which are owned by the Seattle Housing Authority. She said a man continued to park there after she told him about the danger.
And when I saw that car, I thought, he should have listened.
Well, his car was demolished. Tenants should know next week if their insurance covers this type of damage. It's been nearly 2 years since four Lakewood police officers were gunned down at a coffee shop and lost their lives. To honor them, the Lakewood Police Department's hosting the Fallen Officers Food Drive. Things kick off on the anniversary of that fatal day, Tuesday, November 29th.
We'll be here from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening, collecting whatever people feel that they can bring to us. And then for the remainder of the week, through Sunday, you can drop off at any Forza location in Pierce County, any Pierce County library, or the Lakewood Ace Hardware location.
That's Lakewood Police Chief Brett Farrar. Westlake Center is decked out for the holidays, and the Macy's Star will light up shoppers' nights. The Christmas season of shopping is finally here with the annual lighting of the tree in Westlake Park last night. By the way, there are only 28 shopping days left till Christmas, and the holiday celebration is officially underway in downtown Bellevue. The magic season kicked off yesterday near Bellevue Square. Como sponsors the holiday event now in its 15th year. Now through January 8th, you can skate in the ice arena and check out the garden holiday lights, and there will be flurries flying every night on Snowflake Lane, also known as Bellevue Way, at Northeast 8th. 46 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we'll continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out this week with Eric Goranson and special guests. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:34 here on Como News Radio, and with a look at traffic, we have Judith Larson.
Well, we're slowing a little northbound 5 between I-90 and Yesler. Southbound 405 in the Bothell area starting to crowd at 204th Street Southeast. Very light to moderate sleepy volumes on 405 through Kirkland and Bellevue. Getting a little busy, though, both directions through the Renton S curves. You need to watch out for big box in the right lane, northbound 5 north of State Route 516. If you're headed over the passes, easy going. It's raining on Snoqualmie, no restrictions. On Stevens, no restrictions. Watch out for a lot of ice there. Remember that State Route 410 at Crystal Mountain is closed because of all that heavy snow. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. A wet and windy day today. Here's Theron Zahn with details.
It'll be a day of increasing clouds and showers out there, upper 40s to lower 50s. There'll be some more snow on the mountain, so do watch out for those winter driving conditions across our passes, especially later on today. Breezy conditions overnight and windy out on the coast for sure, and plenty of rain increasing overnight. We'll watch a couple of our rivers during the day on Sunday, but Sunday's really going to be kind of a washout, stay inside kind of a day. Gray skies and plenty of rain. We taper off the rain on Monday. That's some good news. We go partly sunny for the first 2 days of the work week. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
44 degrees in Tacoma, 45 in Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels and her stand-in today, or shall I say her stunt double, Eric Goranson, and our special guest, Colin Matheson. You know him as Mr. Handyman. Gentlemen, so glad you're here.
Good to be back.
And of course, we're taking your questions and answering your calls. Our phone lines are jamming, but I'll give you the numbers. 421-1000 locally and 877-397-COMO. That's a free call. And we have Jim from Whidbey Island with a question. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. We have a small beach house, about 1,000 square feet, on Whidbey Island.
Can I borrow it?
Can I come over?
Well, it depends upon your answer.
Okay. I'll make it a really good answer.
Okay. And the bathroom, it has a bath and a half, and the main bathroom is about 8 feet by 9 feet or so. And we don't want to put a whole lot of money in, but it presently has a sunken tub that is tile. And it is leaking. We know that because when we go under the house, we see little stalactites hanging from the bottom of it. And there's tile on two walls that are adjacent to the tub, and there's tile on the vanity. Below the mirror.
Let's just say I can already tell by the start of this question that you're not going to let me borrow your house.
Well, you've got the handyman there, so we're perplexed a bit as to whether we should, you know, continue with that sunken tub, which is kind of unique and interesting, or whether we should, let's just cover it up and put,
blow it up.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Get out the
burn C4,
it
down, start
Jim.
Over.
It is time to start the process of letting go of your sunken tub. Great designer concept for the 60s and 70s, but they all do this at the end. They all leak. You've got all that water pressure putting those in there, and you know, the tile stuff just doesn't hold up in the long term for a sunken tub.
Well, keep in mind how much weight you're putting in that tub every time you fill it full of water. And, you know, you didn't say how old this tub is, but I'm assuming it's been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the substrates that they used back in the day just aren't quite what they are today. They, you know, things with, you know, some of the plastics and composite materials that they're using for tubs are just can't compare to, you know, plywood, lumber, and you know, things like that.
You know, could you recreate a sunken tub? Absolutely. Is it probably cost effective for your beach house? I would say it's probably not. But if it's something that you just love the concept of, you could have somebody come in and rebuild that sunken tub. But for most people, I would recommend, you know, cutting that out, putting a new floor in, and actually putting a real tub back in there.
Okay. So then there's the question of whether to put a tub in there or whether to put in a shower. Basically, we only use it as a shower ourselves.
Well, and this is more of a beach house, so it's you know, you're not really worried about the resale value of having that full bathroom. If it's more of a vacation home, it seems like a shower would be great.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with just doing a shower in there if it's, again, just going to be that vacation house. I think that makes good sense. And I would tell you something different if it was going to be a single-family residence that you're going to actually reside in for resale.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate that. Gentlemen, is the concept of a sunken tub one of those things that was better in theory than it actually is in reality?
Yeah, in my opinion, many times. You know, Collins runs into these as well out there. But again, if you see tubs, they're made out of a single piece of material just to be able to hold up. They make them out of cast iron, acrylic, you know, fiberglass, stamped steel. But my experience is that when you've got a concrete product down there, and concrete is always meant to crack, that my experiences are going to fall apart. You know, yeah. Colin sees them out there too.
The sunken tub concept is still there, but you usually see it as like more of a corner soaking tub or maybe a spa jacuzzi type tub.
Yeah, where you drop in, they've got those undermount tubs out there that, you know, the major brand people make out there that you can actually undermount and maybe recreate somewhat of that sunken tub in it. But safety reasons, a lot of people don't do those anymore because it's almost a safety hazard when you've got a tub that is flush with the floor. That, you know, the safety aspect of that, it's different because you can actually fall back into the tub, where if you've got a raised tub, it's not as big a deal.
Oh, of course. That makes perfect sense. We have to take a quick break for weather and traffic, and we'll be right back with more of your questions and more of your calls here on Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
During Bassett's Thanksgiving sale, save one-third to half off everything. Every recliner chair is 50% off. That includes in-stock models and special orders. Save one-third off custom upholstery, custom dining, home office, and entertainment. Plus area rugs, mattress sets, and accessories. At Bassett, everything is one-third to one-half off during the Thanksgiving sale. But hurry. Sale in Sunday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home. And your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that. And we try and draw out your personality. and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daily's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:44 on Como News Radio. Judith, how's the traffic?
Well, I was wondering why suddenly we're slowing southbound 5 at 45th in the U District, and I see why now. It looks like, I don't know if it's an accident or disabled, but the right lane is blocked there, and trooper with the vehicle right now. We're going to have, although it's a smooth commute in most of the Puget Sound area, it's going to get a little dicey around Apple Cup time. Don't forget, at 4:30 we got a game at the CenturyLink Field. Also, we've got a look at Tacoma. It looks like we're trouble-free. Northbound 5, we're slowing in the Fife curves, and eastbound 16 really getting congested approaching I-5. This report brought to you by the merchants at SeaTac Airport. So start your travel right before heading to your gate. Grab a bite to eat at Kathy Casey's Delish. That's located in the main and central terminal. Visit SeaTacShops.com and enjoy your trip. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Better bundle up today and prepare to get wet.
And showers today. Our highs only going to the upper 40s to lower 50s, and some more snow in the mountains. That's some good news for skiers and snowboarders. But increasing rain overnight down here means plenty of rain in our rivers by tomorrow. We have a couple rivers under a flood watch right now. Those in Mason County and up in the North Sound. We have the Stillaguamish, the Skokomish, and the Nooksack. We'll keep an eye on those by Sunday afternoon. They could spill their banks because we have a whole lot of rain coming overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. So Sunday, very soggy out there. Again, upper 40s and lower 50s for your highs. But on through Monday, Tuesday, we get a break with partly sunny skies. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. 45 degrees in Tacoma and Everett, 46 in both Olympia and in Seattle. You're listening to Inside Out with Eric Gornson in for Tammy Michaels today. She will be rejoining us next week. And today's in-studio guest is Mr. Handyman.
I'm here.
You just told me, yeah. You know, you just told me over the break that you were in a band, and my mind just.
It must be my long flowing locks that dazzled you.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
I love it.
So we have Marilyn from Enumclaw with a question about her kitchen on the phone. Welcome, Marilyn. How can we help you?
Well, I just completed a remodel of my bathrooms and my kitchen. And, by the way, I was really pleased. I got three bathrooms done in travertine, and they averaged $5,000 apiece. So I thought that was really complete travertine, 42 inches all the way around. I was really pleased with the price on that.
Nice.
My question has to do with my kitchen, which is new cabinets, granite, stainless, everything. And I went cheap on one thing. I didn't get the automatic drawer closing.
Ooh, aren't those nice?
The soft close is nice.
It was only $1,000, and I said no. And I'm kicking myself because I have six drawers that I use over and over and over, and it's not comfortable to close them.
That would have been the best $1,000 you ever spent. But
yep.
The good news is.
I want the good news.
Yep.
you can add these. They do make aftermarket closers.
Yep. And you can actually retrofit those to get those up there. And it's depending on what brand of glides you have. If they are the undermount Bloom glides to start with, then it's a pretty easy swap to put in the new Bloom soft close glides. If you've got a different brand or one of the knockoffs, they do make the aftermarket soft close where you can put a little piston in there basically to install it. So you've got some options, and the world's not over. You can fix that.
And it'll be more than $1,000 to retrofit them.
Depending on
the size of your kitchen. I mean, I don't know how many cabinets and doors and drawers you have, but actually that's probably a pretty accurate guess to have somebody come in and just install aftermarket ones. They don't take a very long time to install each individual part.
Is there a special brand?
Well, what I would recommend is actually to get somebody out there to take a look at what you've got in there to troubleshoot it, because you've got about two different ways you can do this. One would be either swapping the glide out or putting the little piston in there. And without really knowing the situation of how things are built, it's tough to give you the correct answer over the radio. But get somebody out there. We can take a look at it and kind of give you an estimate of what it would take, because that's really the best answer is to see which one of those ways to go would be the most cost-effective way and get you the desired result of having them do it, you know, correctly, and they work right. That's the big thing.
I think I'll call my cabinet maker. That's the, probably the person who should do it then.
I would start there.
That's a good place to start.
All right, Marilyn, thank you so much for the call. We have Alan in Renton with a question about showers. Good morning, Alan. How can we help you?
I'm in the process of remodeling both bathrooms upstairs, and the house is 25 years old, and I've got everything done, and now the showers, which are made out of fiberglass, that's the tub shower combo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now the tubs are a sore thumb in there. They don't look too good. And I'm wondering if there's some kind of a rubbing compound or something, buffing compound that I could brighten those things up with.
There's a product out there that I've used in the past called Gel Gloss. And what I recommend is you go in there and clean those fiberglass showers up as best you can, get as much of the stuff off them, and hit it with that. And it's kind of a waxy rubbing compoundish that's made for the fiberglass tub shower units to clean them up. You know, that is kind of the disadvantage with those. I mean, it's still fiberglass. It's still a plastic product. So if you've used or if someone's used abrasive cleaners on it, it does scratch the surface up. You know, it's just a plastic product. So they will show that dirt, scum, and hard water deposits and stuff. And that product will probably help you out.
Yeah, a good way to think about it is it's just like a boat. It's fiberglass. You've seen an old boat been restored to, you know, perfect luster and looking brand new. You can do the same thing with any fiberglass. It's mainly elbow grease that's involved.
Okay. And this Gel Gloss is readily available?
Yeah, it's usually on the shelves at most of the home centers, you know, even some of the grocery stores and the cleaning aisles that you'll see that type of product.
Can it be hired? Do people do this as a... I mean, can I hire somebody to do it as well?
It's kind of more like your house cleaners that do that type of thing that come in and will actually, the cleaning services will come in and polish that out. It's just going to be elbow grease, somebody there with a rag and a product like that, just kind of buffing it out and getting that cleaned up.
So like a buffing tool, electric buffing tool might burn
it?
I'd
be very careful with that. You could burn through that surface and then you're getting into fiberglass backing and you could create a damaged tub where you'd have to actually replace the tub. So I would stay away from the power tools on that. That could be a mess real quick.
Ooh, the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
Yes.
On your knees. With
scrubbing bush and just going after it. It's just going to be old-fashioned elbow grease
on
that
like
one.
Kind of like waxing your car. It's got to be done every once in a while.
Yep.
Scrubbing the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Scrub.
Maintenance.
Yeah.
It's got to be done, though.
It's not fun, but it does have to be done. And something else that has to be done is we have to take a quick break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back with your closing thoughts here on Inside Out.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s. Friday, December 16th, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., a day when you can brighten the holidays for local children with the Problem Solvers Toy Drive, benefiting the Salvation Army. Prepare on your own or form a teen toys group at school or work. Visit comonews.com/toydrive for details and plan to drop off your donations to the Fred Meyer in Issaquah or Linwood on 196th and 44th on Friday, December 16th, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. The Problem Solvers Toy Drive, benefiting the Salvation Army with Como News Radio.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Como News time is 11:54, and I understand we have two new accidents, Judith?
Yeah, well, the one is so new, troopers are still on their way. We don't even know which lane or lanes are blocking, but it's southbound 405 north of State Route 167. We're definitely stacking up. Again, troopers are on their way. Also, a southbound 5 as you approach Northeast 45th, that actually is an accident in the right lane there. I see troopers with it, and that's causing a bit of a slowdown. We're starting to get busy heading north on I-5 as you approach Yesler, but boy, that's going to be nothing compared to congestion closer to game time. I want to remind you the Apple Cup at 4:30 this afternoon at CenturyLink Stadium, so that's going to cause some major congestion. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Wet and windy today with highs reaching the upper 40s to low 50s, so prepare to be wet and bundle up if you're headed out to the Apple Cup later this afternoon. Now tomorrow, if you're headed to the Seahawks game, same thing. We could have a chance of rain and highs only right around 50 degrees. As we head into the work week, however, we'll have more sun and less rain, but it will be colder, so there's a trade-off. 45 degrees right now in Tacoma and Everett, 46 in Olympia, and in downtown Seattle, also 46 degrees. Welcome back to Inside Out with Eric Gornson in for Tammy Michaels this week. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and it's been a lot of fun having Colin Matheson as our special guest, Mr. Handyman. Glad you could make it here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Closing words, gentlemen.
Well, it's that time of year right now that everybody's at home, and due to the weather this last week, that everybody's actually staying at home with the holidays, and they're starting to look around the house and realizing, oh my gosh, we're going to fix that last year.
It's indoor project season right now.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Nobody wants to go outside. Everybody's been staring at it now because they were out for that little short summer. And now's the time where everybody's giving the call and trying to figure out, how am I going to get this fixed? And more importantly, how much is it going to cost?
Exactly.
And Colin's been doing a lot of these kind of projects of with Mr. Handyman, as far as really going in and troubleshooting some of these things. And what are some of the things that you're running into this time of year that people are chasing down, Colin, that you're seeing?
I think a lot of people with, they've got company coming over for either Thanksgiving, which is now gone, or maybe even Christmas and, New Year's Eve parties. And so people entertain a lot. And one of the most popular things is, I guess, what we'd call a bathroom makeover. It's to get rid of that old vanity and that old bright brass colored faucet and the oak towel bars, which are always awesome.
Always matching with the oak toilet seat as well.
Yes, that's my favorite.
So ugly.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of the makeover thing. There's so many products out there available now where you can kind of give a bathroom a spruce up, I guess. Some new flooring, maybe new countertop, some new hardware, some new things in there could really brighten a room up. Even a coat of paint makes an amazing difference. Lighting.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of just smaller makeovers, actually.
Yeah, just going in and fixing those bad lighting fixtures and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. We're running into a fair amount of people asking about those things as well, getting that update going.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the kitchens, too. You're seeing kitchens and then some of the other rooms, even the home office stuff that people are not wanting to get on the roads this year, wanting to do that home office upgrade to actually make the home office where they can actually work from home on those snow days and be more efficient. Because as we're seeing a lot more couples that are coming in that are working those extra hours trying to make ends meet, and you're seeing of them wanting to spend that time at home when they can and make it the most productive for them.
Well, I see a lot of people doing that very thing, Eric, where they're taking that, maybe that bath or that, excuse me, that bedroom that doesn't get used for anything except for maybe a big closet.
Yeah.
And they're putting in some custom cabinets and maybe, a desk and, where maybe even two people can work in there. Kind of almost like a, hate to say it, a cubicle. Nobody wants a cubicle at their house, but
cube farm.
But, you know, they've got that small bedroom that's, you're right, stacked up with boxes. You're putting more storage shelving in another room or out in the garage and getting that cleaned up. Garage cabinets is another thing, too, that, you know, everything's been coming in out of the outside, the lawnmowers, and people are trying to actually get that garage cleaned up, where maybe they can get the car back in the garage again because maybe it's been a few years. And
nobody likes scraping ice.
No. Scraping ice, you know, you can get into that car and get in and get carry the groceries in through the garage versus trudging through the snow and the bad weather outside. So, again, one of those things that we're seeing a lot of is those efficiency restoration, shall we call
it. Yeah, that's a good
you know, they're
it.
Coming in and just trying to make life just a little bit better and make it more, you know, enjoyable. This time of year with the weather, it's been tough for everybody.
Yeah, it has. So we're spending more time indoors, so it might as well be beautiful and functional.
Absolutely.
If we have to be there.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be expensive, too. I mean, there's a lot of great little things you can do that'll make life that much easier that are minor hits in the budget versus a complete remodel.
So like mini makeovers are popular right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with the housing economy the way it is, there's not as many people out buying new houses. So they're taking what they have and they're saying, well, if I'm going to be here for a while, let's make it into something we really enjoy.
Yeah, and just make it where it's more efficient. You know, they're going green to save money. You know, what can I do to, you know, lower my water bill, lower my trash bill, lower my electric bill and gas bill, and what can we do to fix that?
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you in today on Inside Out. Tammy Michaels returns next week. Eric Gorenson from Sound Kitchen and Bath and Colin Matheson from Mr. Handyman, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure.
And as thank always, you. Make your design decisions with your children, your pets, and your family in mind. We'll see you next week.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.
It's 12 o'clock on Como News Radio. ABC News is next.